Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. This week's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for September 25th, 2017. In today's news, a ThyssenKrupp distributor wins a contract at the Bermuda Airport, GAL has donated $25,000 to the Red Cross, 4 residential towers are planned for a Sydney suburb, and the 2018 Elevator World Media Planner is now available.
Bermuda Elevator Systems Limited, exclusive ThyssenKrupp elevator distributor for the British Overseas Territory, has won a contract to provide 5 Synergy elevators and 4 Tugela escalators to the new terminal at L.F. Wade International Airport. Located approximately 7 miles from the Bermuda capital of Hamilton, the airport's new terminal is scheduled for completion in 2020. The Royal Gazette reports the project is being implemented under a government-to-government agreement between Canada and Bermuda, with Aecon Group as partner. Besides making the building fully accessible, the new elevators and escalators will be equipped with after-hours shutdown capability to conserve energy.
GAL Manufacturing Company has decided to donate the $25,000 budgeted for a party at the National Association of Elevator Contractors, or NAEC, convention taking place this week in Atlantic City, New Jersey, to the American Red Cross. The company also announced it will match each personal donation to the charity at its NAEC booth. The money is to benefit the relief of those affected by Hurricanes Harvey and Irma.
The Urban Developer reports developer Sekisui wants to build a residential project with 4 towers ranging from 6 to 28 stories on a 9.4-hectare site in Parramatta, a suburb of Sydney, Australia. Designed by Turner, the structures take cues from the gentle curves and bends of the adjacent river and have earth-tone facades with brick and timber elements. If built, Sanctuary would have approximately 360 apartments, 6,574 square meters of common area, and approximately 450 parking spaces, most above ground in a 3-story podium. The site is 20 kilometers from the Sydney Central Business District and 3 kilometers from Sydney Olympic Park.
The 2018 editions of the Elevator World Media Planner and Editorial Calendar are now available. In addition to facts about Elevator World Incorporated and its products, the planner includes advertising rates for print, digital, and online options. The editorial calendar is an integral part of the kit. It consists of a schedule of each monthly Elevator World issue and includes submission deadlines, bonus distribution plans, and specified content, such as each month's focus topic and other special sections. To view the new media planner and editorial calendar, visit elevatorworld.com/magazines. For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.